Hey, hi, hello everyone. Good morning, good day, good whatever. In this episode, I'm going to talk about, I'm going to give you an update. So remember my last episode where I was saying how, you know, I would never give this guy another chance? Well, I did. Okay, don't judge me, judge yourself. Don't judge me, judge yourself. So anyhow, I'm hanging out with this guy. It's fine. I'll give you a quick update on that. And then of course I'm going to dive in and give everyone, all signs, a quick what you can look out for the month of August for all signs, starting with fire signs. And then I'll head on out to every single sign gets a quick read in this episode. So listen in and enjoy. Thank you so much. Bye. All right. Hi, I'm calm again. So let's just, this is going to be a quick episode. I don't want them to run 45 minutes as they have been. I'm going to keep it pretty brief. I just want to talk to you guys, give you guys an update on the Gemini guy situation who stood me up, but it was a miscommunication and I jumped the gun a little bit and I, as you do, you know, something small happens and instead of just sit on it and think about it, just sit on your hands and just sort of say, let me take a breather and think about it. No. Hurry up and fucking upload a podcast episode and just go nuts. Go nuts on a podcast episode. Treat your podcast episode like a therapist. Treat all these strangers who are listening like your therapist and just unload on how you are an emotional wreck. And just talk about that. Just do that. Do that immediately before you even get to the source of the problem and discuss it. So that's my suggestion. Regardless of sign, you should immediately upload a podcast episode and just fucking rant about all your issues. And then when the dust settles, go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have broadcasted that. So, you know, just put all my fucking issues on Front Street because now I look like the crazy one. And he looks pretty sane. I mean, and this is sort of the consensus. Like I ran it by all my friends and it's kind of like, okay, well be careful, be cautious, but you know, it's okay to give this guy another shot. So I did. One fear I have right now is that I might delete that other podcast episode. So if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. Only because what if we work out? Now this is the episode where I think about the possibilities. What if we do work out? Remember Bridget Jones? Bridget Jones' Diary. Remember she hated Mark Darcy and then she wrote all this shit about him in her diary. And then at the end of the movie, they get together, but he finds her diary and she's just like, he's such an asshole, blah, blah, blah. But obviously she thought all that stuff before, like things got serious. Not that this guy and I are serious, but what if you guys, what the fuck if he somehow discovers that I do drunk tarot? That I even do tarot. Cause let's be real. Like if you're a woman out there and you're like, oh my God, what's your sign? And you start hitting guys with that shit. They're out. They're like, she's a weirdo. I mean, it's not that I'm ashamed of it, but it's kind of one of those things where you don't want to lead with that. You don't want to, this is my opinion. You guys might be like, you know what? I'm not ashamed. I'm super into wearing my crystals, all my crystals on a first date. To the date. That's fine. You could do that. But I'm saying for me, I don't know if I'm super into the idea of just going, hey, by the way, I know this is like date number two, but I want to let you know, I'm going to do your tarot cards. Can't do that. Can't do that. It's not cool. Not in my book. I'd freak out if some guy did that to me. What the fuck was I talking about? I'm just like, I just had a coffee. I have an addiction to shopping. Oh, see, I am treating this like a therapy session. I just got a big order from ASOS.com. I'm not getting paid by them, but that is my actual favorite online shopping. Fuck Misguided. Fuck that. What's the one that everyone's wearing? It's like, it's kind of like ghetto clothes, but like swanky clothes. It's, I don't know what it's called, but there's another website out there that everyone shops at, but I shop on ASOS.com. I don't know why I felt the need to just let you guys know that. Just if you go there, go to the clearance section. That's why I want to let you know. Because this week's pet peeve, this week's gripe, is when a woman sees another woman wearing something cute and she compliments her and she says, where did you get it? Please just tell them where you got it. Don't say, I don't know, at a boutique in France. I got this 10 years ago in Prague. You'll never find it, bitch. Just let us know where you got it from. Why? We're never going to be in the same place wearing it at the same time. I promise you. So if I see you in the bathroom and I say, hey, I really like that sweater. You know, where'd you get it? Just tell me. Don't be a jerk. So I'm letting you guys know, if you see me ever out in the streets, which you never will, I'm always wearing something from ASOS.com because that's my favorite site. Oh my God, what is my problem today? Okay, so the guy and I are officially casually dating, whatever that means. Now, I don't know. Listen, I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I don't know how to date. In actuality, because I'm a monogamous bitch. So I don't know. I just get into relationships and then just like, this is a relationship. We're a relationship. You're my boyfriend now, right? Like, that's the energy I'm bringing to any kind of situation. We're dating, right? And I'm trying, and well, I've gotten better over the years. And so this is my first time actually dating. Like, I know that I'm dating this guy. But if I want to date other guys, I can, and I'm keeping my options open, and I think that's okay to do. And I think we should all do that. And this is the first time I've ever done that. And so it's a very new energy to where I don't have anxiety about this guy. I'm not waiting for him to call me. It's a cool time, and we're getting to know each other, and he's a cool dude, and I'm a cool dude, and it is what it is. And I've never, ever been that nonchalant about dating or casual about dating before. So this is a very cool new energy and I'm with it. I like it. You know, if you're like 25 years old out there or you're super young out there, just to let you know, 40 is a fucking rad year. If you take care of yourself during your, you know, 20s and 30s and you try to get your career right, you focus on your health, you just do right by yourself. By the time you hit the 40, if you're still single, it's not bad. It sucks being, you know, lonely sometimes. That's the reality, but that's for any age, any whatever. But by the time you hit 40 and you're like, I know who I am, it's really a refreshing energy to date someone and say, hey man, well, check this out. This motherfucker has the audacity to serve me some of his opinions on what I wear. And it's like, you don't have any skin in the game. Homeboy, like, you're not going to tell me you don't like my Hawaiian shirt. If I want to wear my Hawaiian shirt, I'm going to wear my Hawaiian shirt. And it was a really fun exchange because it's like, hey, guy, just FYI, I'm not some insecure 20-year-old who's going to like suddenly stop wearing Hawaiian shirts because you don't like it. I'll wear what the fuck I want to wear. Anyhow, it's a very fun energy. We're very playful with each other. We went out to dinner on Wednesday. It was a really nice dinner. Then we hung out yesterday. Really nice hangout. So it's a good time. It's a good time. We'll see where it goes. And I'm not going to bore you guys with the details, but you can ask. If you ask like on Instagram, I'll obviously answer your question. So that's basically it. We're entering August, you guys. So I just saw a really good Leo friend of mine the other day. She just had a birthday. It's the Leo season. And I want to say this. You know how we enter different seasons for different signs and everyone's like, okay, well, Cancer season is very emotional and this season is very that, and Mercury retrograde is fuck all that. Regardless of what sign you are, the best season, you can fight me on this. Come fight me on this. The best season is Leo season. Hands fucking down, the best season. And because it serves everyone. It's a kind of energy that, first of all, it's lion, it's primal, it's roar, it's energizing, it's active, it's a healthy dose of vanity where you absolutely say, you know what, I'm putting me first, I'm royalty, so it doesn't matter what sign you are, but you get the essence of the Leo energy during the Leo season. And it is hands down my favorite season. I don't know what it is. I don't like the summer that much. I like the winter because in the winter you could wear your super sexy boots, your super sexy sweater and overcoat, you know? you can have a little bit of pasta because you're covering up a little bit. And it's just like style wise or feeling wise or whatever. It's nice to go out at night because you're like, okay, good. My makeup's not sweating off. I can go out at, 6 o'clock at night during the winter and I'm cool as a cucumber. But summertime is kind of uncomfortable for a lot of people because you're like, oh my God, I'm sweating. I'm starting to get ready to go out and my makeup's already sweating on my face. It's hot. I need the AC. Hurry up, blah, blah, blah. So that's uncomfortable. But spiritually, internally, emotionally, mentally, physically, the energy of the Leo season, you can read up about it, live your life, do your thing. It is such a good feeling to just be energized and positive. And even like on a Leo's worst day, the cups, half full. There's opportunities, there's potential in the unknown. And so you wake up during Leo season, like maybe I'll join a gym. Maybe I will join that meetup group. And you suddenly start seeing opportunities where you probably would not have, especially for damn sure you would not have during, Cancer or Gemini season. So I enjoy Leo season a lot. I enjoy everything about it. If you disagree with me, you're incorrect. I'm kidding. All right. So now that I've given you guys an update, I'm probably going to post this Sunday right now. I'm trying to post them all on Tuesday, but it is what it is. Listen to me. I'm just so casual and relaxed. No rules, you guys. I'm just posting. Real quick. I saw a meme the other day and it was like, In 2019, you either go to therapy or have a podcast. I thought that was pretty hilarious, which, fuck it. This is my therapy now. No, it's not. I'm going to serve you guys a purpose. I'm going to give you guys your reading for August right now. I think that's it. That's all the updates I have. I'm not that interesting. I'm slammed with work. If you're a water sign out there and you're slammed with work, you got to keep pushing through because there's a big bundle of success on the other side. And unfortunately, it is Leo season. You are feeling more sociable, water signs. And unfortunately, there's an imbalance because you want to be social, but you also know you need to, crack down on your work and focus. So you're going to have to sacrifice a little bit of party time. Okay. And that's it. Is there any other energies I'm getting right now for any of the signs? We're still in Mercury retrograde. FYI. And again, if you already know that, and I think I saw another meme the other day that was hilarious. And it said, hey, just FYI, not every single Mercury retrograde is about letting go of things that no longer serve you. And it's true. Like just roll with it. It's a retrograde. The only thing that anyone needs to monitor right now is communication. So like, let's say, let's apply it to me. Let's apply it to me and my love life. So last week, our communication was fire, me and this Gemini. It's Mercury retrograde though. So I'm anticipating going to be moments before the retrograde is over where there's no communication or there's disjointed communication. So if you're experiencing that with anyone you're dealing with right now, just take a breather and sit back and don't be reactive like Drunk Tarot, which is what I fucking did. I was reactive like, fuck this guy. That was my Mercury retrograde. I'm blaming the Mercury retrograde on that. But truly, easy like Sunday morning, you guys. That's my new motto. And I'm not saying that now. It's like I caught myself is what I'm saying. So I'm not like wishy-washy in terms of like, don't be reactive. And then I react. Don't be reactive. And then no, I fucked up. I jumped the gun. I pulled the trigger making a judgment call on a situation that I didn't let settle. So that was my bad and I completely own it. And I'm going to give it a shot because you got to give it a shot, Here we go. Let's start with fire signs, the month of August. Now, if you're new to this whole setup, remember this is a podcast. This is not my YouTube channel and this is not an Instagram quick read. So you're going to have to listen. If you're driving, just listen, but I'm going to keep it short so that you're not sitting there listening through every single sign. You're like, I don't give a shit. But maybe listen in for some of your people. Maybe listen in for family members or whatever. It's just a quick one run through. There's only 12 signs. I mean, you could probably get through. Oh, you can probably listen to this whole thing sitting in the Starbucks drive-thru, because this morning I went to the Starbucks drive-thru and I literally was like, hey, is anyone there? Into the speaker. Fucking knuckleheads. Knuckleheads just working by the, oh, good morning. Welcome to Starbucks. What can I get you? Yeah, what you can do is fucking mind the drive-thru time, which is 3 minutes max. And I know that because I used to work at Starbucks. And I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. That's how much patience we as humans have now. But also, it's like, if you're going to charge me $3.45 for my coffee, please get it to me in under $3.45 worth of time. I don't even know what that means. Off the dome, you guys. Just crazy talk. Okay. Let's begin with Leo. Leos, what can you expect for the month of August? What's coming through for the month of August? What's coming through for the month of August for Leos? I'm just going to pull some cards and let's just see how it goes. What's coming through for the month of August for Leos? Leos. Leo energy. Leo energy for the month of August. Real quick, what's coming through for you guys? Yeah. Okay, so you got the Knight of Pentacles, the Eight of Pentacles, and then the Two of Cups in reverse. So there is someone at a distance, I feel, coming towards you, okay? So just dig this. Whatever, if we're talking about love, work, relationships, money, friendships, whatever, there is someone, a person coming in from a distance. It's taken them a long time. They're finally beginning to make their moves. I see that a lot of you Leos right now in August, you're really focused on something. You're working very, very, very hard at something. But I feel like it's not an obstacle, but I feel like because of your dedication and focus and work on something, you are separated from a potential partner. This potential partner can be a lover, a potential lover, a potential relationship, or it can just be an actual partnership, like someone you need to team up with that fulfills you in some kind of way. Like, you know that this partnership with this person, not necessarily the person, but the partnership with the person makes you happy, fulfills you in some kind of way. And it's something that you could really, really enjoy. But unfortunately, there's a separation. There's a distance between you and this person. Now, this distance could be physical. This distance could be you haven't met this person yet and they're still coming through. Whatever the case is, Eight of Pentacles, the month of August, I do see that you are hard at work, focusing on something. Now, this could be focusing on a project at work. This could be like, I've got a goal to lose X amount of pounds. This could be anything. I've got a goal to get, you know, finish the eighth chapter of the book I'm writing. Whatever the case is, you are hardcore focused on something for the month of August. That focus is making you have blinders on so that you don't actually see the opportunity or the person, aka the Knight of Pentacles, coming through for you. That's okay. All this is telling me right now with the Two of Cups in reverse is that you and this, whatever the person, place, thing, opportunity, love, interest, whatever, you and this are separated for the month of August. So come back in September, we'll see what that means. But that's what it's looking like. It's looking like you're focusing on something, but there is an opportunity coming into you guys. Okay, Sagittarius, August. If you're Sagittarius, this is what's coming through for you for the month of August. Now, the rest of these are going to be shorter than the Leo. I gave the Leo a little bit longer because it is their season. And I can hear every Leo out there going, yes, girl, yes, queen. I'm a Leo. Give me more. Okay. Sagittarius. Sagittarius, there is some maneuvering, navigating, plotting. There's something happening for you guys in the month of August, a lot of planning. I think you're making a great escape, whatever that means. I think that you, Sagittarius, for the month of August are planning to tiptoe out of a situation, back out of a situation, but it's almost like you want to leave in the middle of the night. I think that this requires you to actually physically move, physically travel. I feel like you're going on a trip. I feel like you are going to be moving ahead with something, or someone is coming in to rescue you and take you away from something. But in any event, there is movement. I think that there is someone really good looking, really fit, really handsome coming in to take care of you. This could be a water sign, could be a Cancer. I think that where you were once feeling like you were, I think for maybe the last eight, 8 years, 8 months, 8 weeks, 8 days. You've been mentally stuck in a situation, didn't know how to get out of it. And I think that you're finally in a place where you're beginning to recognize the exit. The exit. Your exit strategy is happening. You're getting ready to move on from that. So good luck to you, Sagittarius. Let's do Aries. Aries for the month of August. What's coming through for Aries for the month of August? Aries for the month of August. Aries for the month of August. For the month of August, Aries, I feel like there's a little bit of insecurity in the home front. So there's something going on in the home. I think it's not, has nothing to do with anything but energy. So I think there's a low level energy in your domestic sphere. And I think that there was a great big start to something. And now it's feeling like there was a hiccup. That's what I want to say. Hiccup. There's a hiccup happening in the home front, whatever that means. I feel like there is the Five of Cups. So I do see that there's a little bit of sadness, a little bit of disappointment happening. And it's happening after the idea of something moving forward with great aplomb and suddenly being pulled back. And it definitely has to do with something in the home front. So that's it for Aries for the month of August. All right, let's move on to Earth signs. Earth signs, this is for you. Earth signs, this is for you. Let's begin with Capricorns. Capricorns, what's coming through for the month of August for Capricorns? Oh, okay, great. So it looks like there's a finalization to an ending. I think it was a long time coming. I think that the ending was on its way. You get the Ten of Swords. So it's almost like, you know, you had the 10 chances, 10 moments, 10 instances or scenarios or something that it was just a buildup. And it's almost like good riddance to bad rubbish kind of energy. It's sad. It's a bummer. You've got the Devil cards or the Capricorn card. That's you. But then you also have the Page of Cups. So there's someone who's trying to communicate some sweet stuff to you in the month of August. But I think that you're done. There's a feeling of you being done. The Ten of Swords, done. And it's taken a minute for you or this other person to get there. But ultimately, with the Page of Cups, someone still wants to. There's an attachment to like sweet messages. There's an addiction. The Devil card. So there could be just like this. You don't miss the person. The person doesn't miss you. There's a feeling of not void filling, but it could have been anybody. It could have been anybody. You just wanted to have someone near you. This person wanted to be near you. It's nice having a warm body in the bed. You know what I mean? It's kind of that energy. And you're like, but mentally you're done. You're done. You're like, I can't do this anymore. Like as much as I miss the good morning, beautiful texts and et cetera, you're mentally like, I'm checking out. I can't deal with this right now. And so that energy is there. However, be careful with the Devil card because it's easy. It's easy for this person to send that one text or do that one sweet thing. And then here you come again. You know what I mean? So it's very, think about that. Okay. So that's it for Capricorn. Let's move on to Virgo for the month of August. Virgo for the month of August. What's coming through for Virgos? Virgos for the month of August. What's coming through for Virgos for the month of August? All right, that's good. So you've got the World card, the Moon card, and the Two of Pentacles in reverse. I feel like you're getting two opportunities coming through for you for the month of August. They're major. Both major opportunities, both life-changing possible opportunities, but also you have to make a decision because you're not going to be able to balance both, right? So you get the Moon card. I think that there's something that is already known. You have an opportunity right in front of you, Virgo, for the month of August. You're into this opportunity. You're like, yep, I'm into it. Cool, tight. But also you're like, wait a minute. There's another opportunity that's coming up. Like, boop, here I am. I'm another opportunity. Which one is it going to be, bitch? So you have that. It's the World card. So this is a major karmic path opportunity that's coming your way in August. So keep your eyes peeled. When it reveals itself to you, you will know. You might have something to do with might have something to do with a water sign possibly, but mostly just know that there is some sort of secret or meeting or clandestine relationship that you need to be aware of, or that is happening, or it feels. So that's the information I have for you. Virgos for the month of August. Now let's go to Taurus. Taurus for the month of August, 2019. What's happening for Taurus for the month of 2019? Listen to me. I'm like a used car salesman. I'm like at an auction right now. Okay, here we go. Because I want to keep it fast so that you guys don't get bored and be like, oh, God, I know this bitch going to do Pisces last. You're right. I am going to do Pisces last. Okay. Taurus. All right. You get the full card, the High Priestess, and you've got the Six of Swords. I feel like you guys are moving on from a Pisces. I feel like you guys are either moving. It's interesting. With the Six of Swords and the full card, you're doing one of two things. You're either moving on with a Pisces, or you're moving on from a Pisces. That's the way you're going to slice it. I think that maybe some of you guys are looking for a brand new beginning. You're listening to your instinct more in August. You are listening to your intuition. Maybe you're having a lot of vivid dreams and you're waking up thinking, man, I had a dream that he blah, 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 blah. And you're kind of pursuing that energy. But the Six of Swords is saying you're ready to move on. I think that most of you are ready to move on from an old way of thinking also. So because of this new like insight or revelation you have, but the full card is a great energy to have. It's telling you yes. If you've been contemplating something, Taurus, the answer is yes. Move ahead. Okay, so that's it for August, Taurus. All right, let's keep it moving with air signs. Let's keep it moving with air signs. I'm trying to think if there's any song in my head that's coming through for air signs. Why men always great till they gotta be great? I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. That's it. That's it for the air signs, I feel. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's start with Libra. Libra for the month of August, 2019. What's coming through for Libra for the month of August, 2019? All right, so for Libras, you are actually someone who wasn't able to communicate with you in the past is now going to be able to communicate with you. I feel like if you haven't spoken to someone in some time, you're going to this communication is going to resurface. This communication is going to be stronger and better than ever with the Six of Wands. You're going to be celebrated for all of your wins, all of the things that you were maybe not celebrated for in the past. This communication is happening very swiftly here, but you also have the Lover's card in reverse. Some of you guys are dealing with a Gemini. Some of you guys are breaking up with a Gemini. Some of you guys are actually, or some of you guys are just having separation. You feel distant from a lover. You feel distant from a partner, but in your own terms, on your own, you're actually being celebrated. And I don't think you recognize that. And this person might actually come through and start celebrating you more. With the Five of Swords energy in reverse, I feel like there is an opportunity for something new to grow from the past, if that makes sense. It could just be conversation, like a conversation that you guys had a table a long time ago. Now you're going to have it and it's going to be okay. The Lover's card in reverse, I just feel like for the month of August, maybe you won't have sex. Like for the month of August, you're focused on your big wins. And so because of that, the Lover's card is saying that there's little room for romance in the month of August. That's all it's saying. So that's it for Libra. Let's move on to Aquarius. Aquarius for the month of August. Aquarius for the month of August. Aquarius for the month of August. What's coming through? Your mental state of being Aquarius is kind of scattered right now. I feel like you thought you had a big, big win and you kind of did, but there's something keeping you up at night. A lot of you guys aren't sleeping well. You might be feeling like an insomniac the month of August. It could be that it's so fucking hot. Like you can't even sleep. That's what I'm feeling with the Sun card next to it. Like just physically, the Sun card next to the Nine of Swords. Yeah, I think that some of you guys are just not able to sleep for the month of August. You're exhausted. You're tired. You're hot. You're sweaty. You can't. And because of that, you're exhausted the next day. So the Knight of Swords in reverse, your mental energy is just off. You're not thinking clearly. You need more sleep. I wish this was a cooler read, but it sounds more of a circumstantial thing for all the Aquarius out there. Knight of Swords energy. Yeah, I'm feeling like you can't think, you need naps, your head is foggy. And because of that, but you always have to have a fucking answer. Aquarius, you have a mouth on you. So, oh, I got to hit pause. Hold on. And then I'll come back. All right. What did I say? Aquarius, you have a mouth on you. So you guys are usually super witty and charming and outgoing and talkative, but you can't even get your jokes right. Like your jokes aren't landing. Like your communication's not landing. Your brain, it's just scattered, scattered energy. And that's because you're exhausted. You need more rest, Aquarius, for the month of August. Okay. So I think that was it. Oh no, Gemini. Here we go. Gemini. And then we're going to do the water signs and then we're out. All right, Geminis for the month of August. This is you guys. What can you expect for the month of August, Gemini? Gemini for the month of August, 2019. What can Gemini expect for the month of August? Oh, cool. So for the month of August, I feel like you're traveling, or at least there's a lot of communication, a lot of swift movement forward. The Ace of Wands is saying there's a great big start to a great big thing that's going to be a great big wonderful something. And that sounds really exciting, and I'm really excited for you, Gemini. The Star card is saying some of you guys are dealing with an Aquarius, or some of you guys are just, if there was confusion, suddenly the night clouds are moving, and the moonlight, the star, that's actually lighting the path before you. So you're starting to figure things out and get some clarity and sort of move ahead, thinking your thoughts in a clear way. And I think that it's a new way of thinking. It's a almost like a polished way of thinking, if that makes sense. Ace of Wands, definitely a new start to something. There's a lot of energy and you're getting a lot of support from just the environment around you and your own personal strength. Eight of Wands. So yeah, in the month of August, there's going to be travel, movement, communication, swift energy, swift messaging. Whatever's coming towards you is coming towards you very quickly. So be ready for it, Gemini, and enjoy, okay? All right, let's move on to the water signs. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. Water signs. Water signs. What is coming through for the water signs? Water signs like, whatever's coming through, I need ice in it. I need ice in my cup. I need ice in it. I had a pear cider yesterday, and then I had it in a glass over ice. And I'll tell you what, in the hottest July heat, a pear cider with over ice is probably the most beautiful thing. Yeah, you can have a mint julep. You can do all that. But if you don't want to like have a heavy booze thing and you just want, hey, I'm just looking for a nice crispy summer drink, get a pear cider. Now, listen to me now. Not apple cider. I said pear cider. Okay? Apple cider, that's Bush League. You want to step it up, get yourself a new fruit. Pear cider. And if you have a pear cider, please tag me in a picture of the pear cider that you're enjoying during the summer. Tag me at Drunk Tarot and tell me, hey, dum-dum, I'm having a pear cider and it's not that great. So I don't know why you took time out of the tarot read to tell me about the pear cider. And then I'll respond in kind. All right, water signs. Let's begin with Scorpio. Scorpio, what's coming through for you, Scorpio, for the month of August, you fucking liars? I'm kidding, you guys. I'm kidding. I'm doing it based on like people going, you know, you can't bash signs. Don't bash the signs. I'm not. I'm just kidding. Everyone has their bad stuff. You know what I mean? All right, Scorpio. Okay, so finally, so for Scorpios, I think that you guys have been going through it for a minute. You've got the Wheel of Fortune upright, so you should be excited about that. The Wheel of Fortune upright is actually saying, hey, listen, things are going to start turning. I know you were feeling like things weren't going in your favor. You were getting called out. Whatever the issue might have been, things are slowly going into your favor. The Wheel of Fortune is saying, don't worry. It's turning around. Just give it a second, okay? Next to that, you've got the Six of Pentacles in reverse. There is an imbalance. So I think that you are being awarded a new, fresh, clean start. However, you can't actually, because it's the full card in reverse, you can't actually have that new, clean, fresh start, Scorpio, until you, I think, come to terms with some of the imbalance. So until you balance everything out, even everything out, maybe make some mea culpas, maybe apologize, maybe just own your shit, maybe just, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, all of that. Until you do that, that clean slate, fresh start will always be a false start. So be aware of that for the month of August. You're being told you have an opportunity for the Wheel of Fortune to turn in your favor. You got to do right by it, okay? Because the Fool card and the Six of Pentacles, those are minor. The Wheel of Fortune obviously is a major. So the universe is saying, hey, we got you. We hear you. We hear you. You can have a new start. We want to give you a fresh new start. You got to do right by it, though. So just be aware of that, okay, Scorpio? All right, let's move on to Cancer and Pisces. All right, Cancer, I took a quick break. Sorry. So Cancer, I'm back. All right, Cancer, what's coming through for August 2019 for the Cancers? Let's see. August 2019 Cancers. You get the Six of Pentacles in reverse, the Wheel of Fortune upright, and the Knight of Pentacles in reverse. I feel like for a lot of you Cancers out there, if there was something coming through for you that you were waiting on, maybe a job promotion, maybe like a loan, whatever it is, doesn't have to be money. I feel like it's more something in your material world. So maybe you ordered something from fucking Amazon and it's delayed and you're like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to cancel the order. Like whatever the case is, there is something coming through for you or was coming through for you. And it's not coming through for you no mo. It's just 100%, like, it's stunted. I think that with the imbalance there, that's a concern for me. I'm wondering if maybe some of the Cancers out there have, I guess, requested something to come through for them, but they actually requested it out of feeling, they requested it without actually deliberating long enough. If that makes sense. So I feel like there was something coming through for you or you wanted something, but you actually were like, maybe I don't want it. Maybe I do want it. There was an imbalance there. I don't think you were 100% solid in what you were looking for, what you were asking for. And it kind of worked out because you're like, well, it's not coming anyway. So it's fine. So whatever that is, whether it's relationships or love or money, but the Wheel of Fortune is saying that things are turning in your favor. Things are happening for you. It's a good thing. It's a good sign. But ultimately, I feel like there's a loose end. There's a loose end with the Six of Pentacles in reverse. I feel like you need to rectify that in some kind of way. I feel like the King of Pentacles is stunted, or you're feeling stunted. Like, or maybe the other, you know, you can flip the script also and say that your interest level in something has waned. So you were slowly, in your little crabby, scary way, working towards something, and you were like, I'm still not balanced about it. I'm still not sure of it. And so you just completely pulled up stakes and decided I'm not interested in this anymore. So that's a very cool energy to understand for the month of August. But with the Wheel of Fortune, I feel like this was the right decision, or how this turned out is how it was supposed to turn out. The Wheel of Fortune is saying that this is actually this missed opportunity, or this, or what could be perceived as something negative, is actually going to be working in your favor to get you on a greater, bigger path. So just be aware of that. And last but not least, let's get into Pisces. Pisces, what can you expect for the month of August? Pisces, for the month of August, what can you expect for the month of August, Pisces? What can you expect for the month of August, Pisces? Pisces, what's coming through for the Pisces for the month of August? Hey. Ugh. All right. Someone's cheating on you. I'm gonna let you know right now. Right fucking now, you're not the only one. So, no, the Three of Pentacles in reverse, there is something that is... let me jump back. It could be someone cheating. It could be third party situation. I hate saying that stuff, but that's ultimately what what the card means. Three of Pentacles in reverse. Essentially, it just means that there is a distraction. There is an interference. I don't know if it's with work. I don't know if it's with love. There's an interference coming through. Someone is running interference on your ass. It could be a Sagittarius. You or someone that you're dealing with could be losing their patience with something. And maybe perhaps there is a third party situation happening because of that. I think that some of you guys are dealing with an earth sign, but it doesn't matter. You're dealing with someone who you're questioning too much. A person, place, or thing out of fear, I think, out of fear from previous situations with the Three of Pentacles in reverse. But ultimately, the King of Pentacles is upright. There is someone who wants to invest in you. There is someone who thinks you're worthy of investing their time, their energy, maybe even their money into you. So that's something to be said. Alternatively, the King of Pentacles, if this is you, it could just be you feeling like you are looking for a something to invest in, a person, place, or thing that's worthy of you. And I think that there is patience running thin in a situation, whatever that means. And I think that a lot of you guys are dealing with someone who deals with money or who is financially stable. I think that there's distraction at work for some of you Pisces. I feel like there is a missing element, or there's a return to looking at the strategy or something that has to do with your money and work. You might be feeling like you're being pushed out of a situation at work and your patience is running thin in regards to that. I feel like the King of Pentacles, though, this is someone who is wise and patient. And so if you're dealing with someone like that, just kind of allow it to play itself out, because there's nothing rushing them. There's nothing rushing this person. This person is going to take their time. So allow them to take their time if they're going to take the time, whatever that is. If it's a boss, someone you're dating, whatever the case is, allow them to take whatever time they're going to take and not manipulate their decision, whatever that might be. Okay? So that's it for Pisces for the month of August. Enjoy. I'll see you guys soon. Talk to you guys later. Yada, yada, yada. Bye.